Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on Ephesians chapter 5, we finished verses 1 through 5. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you'll have your Bibles ready today, and look with us at Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 6 through 10, as we look at walking as children of light. Now let me encourage you to have your good King James Bible ready and follow along with us, go verse by verse. We do a lot of word studies, and we'll be doing several word studies in this area right here. So I want you to have the right Bible to follow along with us. Also, let me encourage you to ask your pastors to listen into this broadcast. We feel like that we're a help to the local church. We want to be a help to the local church. As a matter of fact, we've had churches write us, pastors and others, ask us for CDs and other things that would help their churches as a result of what they've heard on this broadcast. So let me encourage you to get your pastor to listen to this broadcast, because we are a help to the church. We also encourage you that if this broadcast comes on during a time in which your church is having services, you go to church. Now, either you can write us and get a CD of the day you missed, or you can go online and go to our website that our announcer gives you each day and recapture our broadcast for that day. But please, please, please do not, and I emphasize this, do not, my friend, please do not miss church to stay home to listen to this broadcast. Now, having said that and covered that little area of business, and I like to do that from time to time, let's go back to the Word of God here in Ephesians chapter 5 as we look at walking as children of light. Now, we've already looked in the first two verses here, and we were told to walk in love as Christ also loved us, and we're to be followers of God as dear children. And so that was a great way to start. But then he told us the things that shouldn't even be named once among us: fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking, jesting, and whoremonger, and a covetous, and idolater. Those are things not to be a part of us. We also told you to write the letters P-I-M down somewhere for your study. Those letters mean present imperative, and from time to time you're going to hear me say present imperative, and a present imperative has one of two meanings. If it is positive, it's a command to do something, start doing something, and brother, keep on doing it. If it is in the negative, then it is a command to stop doing something and don't allow it to happen again. Okay, so with that backdrop, we read verses 6 and 7 here of Ephesians chapter 5. Here we read, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Now, verses 6 and 7 are showing us infiltrators to avoid. And both of these verses, verse 6 and verse 7, are present imperative that we just explained to you. Infiltrators will try to deceive you with vain words. Now, vain there in that context, when it says there in verse 6, vain words, vain, when used of a person, as it is here, shows not only an absence of good, but it's also the presence of evil. Now, our moral nature does not endure a vacuum. Using vain words, they are using the itching ears of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. There we read, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." I can remember doing a study on this word fables. According to the Greek lexicon of biblical language, it carries the idea of strategies, reasonings, and agendas of men for doing God's work in a particular culture or period of time during the church age by blending in with the secular culture with a religious facade. That would be a definite sign being referred to of the last days of practice among so-called Christian people. In other words, instead of giving people what God wants, find out what they want. Find out what they want. Find out the kind of music they like to listen to. And just fashion yourself accordingly in dress and music and talk and every way else, only have some kind of religious tone to it. Well, that was a prediction, a negative prediction of the last days, and I hope that you're not caught in by that wiles of the devil. So there are many self-styled religious experts who deceive the gullible with empty words. And many are trying to break down denominational walls and make us one by saying, forget our doctrinal differences. You see, too often we dress up our capitulation to modernism, postmodernism, and contemporary religion and new evangelicalism. We capitulate to those things with fancy terms as tolerance, responsibility, sensitivity, and love. Well, it's time for we who are fundamentalists, true to the Bible, true to the Word, who love God, to quit being pacifists by our endorsement of the darkness in religious wrappings. This is why Christians are to meditate therein day and night. That's why we're to meditate in the Word of God. It is very true that if it were possible, these deceivers would deceive the very elect of God. Jesus said that in Matthew chapter 24. If the deceit is that strong, then brother, you and I need to meditate in God's Word day and night. Satan is a deceiver, and he often uses religious men to infiltrate his house to deceive with vain words. Read 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15, and you will see that. Notice the rest of verse 6. There he says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." Now, sometimes you'll see the sons of, as well as children of. And that was a frequent Hebrew way of referring to a person's character. The children of disobedience was also referred to in chapter 2 and verse 2. So here again, we look at these children of disobedience are those whose lives are characterized by disobedience. Disobedience is a Greek word that corresponds to the word for unbelief. But it's just a little bit stronger. It opposes, and not only does it believe, it opposes the grace and purposes of God. And it is willful. In other words, it knows it's wrong, and it does it anyhow. God's wrath will someday fall upon them in its full force. Now, it is sometimes said that God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. That's true. But it must not be forgotten that when God's wrath falls, it will fall upon the sinner. In the fifth Psalm, it says, I believe it's in verse 5, It says, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Not just the works, but the workers. If somebody dies without Christ, they're going to be the object of the outpoured wrath of God. Now, as we've looked at this passage, there's been much stated about sexual impurity and foolish words. This may be a call for God's wrath on individuals, nations, and the world as he sends grown to acceptance in society, as well as in the individual's life. And I think that as we see this spread worldwide, I believe that we're in the last days and we're going to see the rapture take place, followed by the wrath of God poured out. So he says here in verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. Now, since, again, this is a present imperative, it is saying stop delving into these things and don't do it again. Don't allow it ever to happen. When we imitate, that is, we fashion ourselves after the world. 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves to the former lust in your ignorance. You can't be holy as he is holy if you insist on fashioning yourself according to the former lust. In other words, you got saved from rock music, but now you go back and you fashion your music after rock, but you just put some what they call Jesus words in it so that you say that makes it all right. No. Listen, he called you to repentance. And we should never leave that, by the way. And so when we fashion ourselves after, and we don't put off that former conversation, as we read back in chapter 4, verse 22, that is that former lifestyle, then we are partaking with them. And verse 7 says, be not ye therefore partakers with them. This is the same as emulations. We're emulating the works of the flesh. A few years ago, a preacher had a radio broadcast in which he imitated a lot of the antics and style of Rush Limbaugh. Now, he tried to put a religious spin to the news of the day, a minister's opinion of the news, and I'm not condemning him or commending him for that. I'm just saying he was not Rush Limbaugh. However, anyone that listened to the broadcast knew who he was imitating. And although his program brought in some Bible and moral principles and elements, more so than Limbaugh, he was fashioning himself after Limbaugh. He was emulating him. And when it comes to the things of the world and sinful flesh, Christians are not to imitate the world or the flesh in daily living or worship. Avoid these infiltrators into the Christian life. Now, again, this is a present imperative. This is a command of God. And entire churches as well as individuals will be called into account when they do this, especially when you think of things that we use today, like contemporary worship. Have you ever thought of that term, contemporary? Have you ever thought of what that means pertaining to the temporary? I'm dealing with the eternal, not the temporary. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.